Fireware.
Well, Brad, maybe if you could just give us a sense of how the day has gone and what you're, I guess, addressing at this point.
Well, it's usual stuff for this time. You know, it's sort of parallel paths. You're kind of getting everything in order for tomorrow in terms of the draft, and then lots of conversations and talking with everybody, trying to get a sense of where they're at, what they're looking for, and seeing if there's any things that fit and match and make sense for you.
Any Brad, different this time around?
No, I mean it's similar. This time of the year is always busy. We've talked, and it's obviously been out there for a long time. Obviously now with the expansion layer, if you will, that creates maybe some different discussions when you start projecting ahead in terms of expansion drafts and those types of things. So not anything. Hey, everybody, this is the time of the year that you go out and you're trying to be improving your team. So I don't necessarily think it's anything different than what's gone on in the past. The expansion piece is new. So it creates a little wrinkle, and it creates your modeling in terms of your own team, your modeling what opportunities may be out for you. Other than that, it's busy as usual.
You made
Brad,
a significant...
are you getting anxious trying to get a deal done for goaltender?
They tell me it's good to have one, so so we're in a bunch of different markets on that, and see how it goes.
Do you think a trade or free agency is one more likely for you for goal?
Those are really the two avenues. So I'd say, yeah, one of them. To handicap it, we're looking at everything and balancing it, and we know we're going to have one come October.
Do you feel close, Brett?
I don't know. I in terms of close, I things may happen, things may not happen right now. So timing is. I couldn't predict time.
You talked a little bit about the...
Is your preference to try and get something done by the end of
What's that?
Is your preference to try and get something done by the end of the week?
Yeah, I mean, this is the time that you need a dance partner. You know, that's how it works. But you'd always like to have, you'd like to get that taken care of, and that's sort of our preference right now.
You talked a little bit about the expansion draft coming. How tangible is that in terms of... do you see players moving in the next couple of days based strictly on the fact that there was an expansion draft coming? Is it that tangible for
potentially,
us?
Yeah. I mean, now, the idea that the expansion draft, remember, it's a year away, right? So, you know, that idea that somebody is, now that there's expansion, everybody's going to be just dying to just give you players, that's not quite the case. You prepare, number one, of how does it affect your team in terms of the players you want to protect and where might be issues. And then so you're doing that internally, and then you're looking at every other team and say where there may be issues, where there may be matches. Whether that means that something's going to happen today, tomorrow, or it might be something that happens at the deadline, it might be something that happens next year this time. I think there is obviously there's a knowledge of what may happen, and so people are trying to see if they can be aggressive or if that's going to be something that takes some time.
But in terms of expansion draft, I guess specifically with goalies, there are teams that may want to be proactive in terms of knowing they can't keep both their guys, which should hopefully help the Calgary Flames, right?
Yeah, that's a fair statement, Pierre. That's fair.
Can you make it for them?
But I guess it's all about timing. Maybe there are teams that are going to wait till the deadline, or they do it now, right?
Exactly. It's a balancing act of timing. It's a balancing act of acquisition cost. It's all those types of things. So, and you've seen it. You've seen it in the market so far. There's deals that have been done because of expansion coming, and so I expect there to be more. When those happen, we'll see.
Brad, from where the Flames sit in their draft position, how do you kind of like handle what might and all the possibilities that might happen between, you know, three and before you guys?
Yeah, well, you do your best guess scenario, right? You sort of model out different scenarios. When you're at six, there's not a lot of waiting, so there's only five before you. You have a pretty good idea of, you know, the higher up in the draft, how that may flow. And so if you stay at six, you It's like anything else. There's five guys who can go before you. You can sort of take a guess at who those are, and then it puts a group of players that are going to be there at six. So we'll be prepared. We'll be prepared regardless of what takes place above us.
When you say if, does that mean you're not certain?
If
we stay at six?
Yeah, there's always the opportunity. I'd say right now, if you're crystal balling it, we'd be picking at six. But we got some time before the draft. We'll see how that flows.
In the past, Brad, you've said, you know, this is a time where a lot of guys lying, a lot of gamesmanship going on, and yet sometimes at this close to the big day, things can kind of spiral a little bit higher than the normal. Or is it the market a little more realistic right now?
Yeah, you're getting closer to a deadline, if you will, because the draft itself, a lot of the things that you talk about, you're talking about now currency, which is the picks coming up. So the closer you get to the bell going off, the more real it becomes, and so it brings things to closure a little bit more, but we'll see. I mean, there's lots of separating fact from fiction is always a tough job, but no, I think as you get closer to tomorrow night, things start to reach a peak.
When you have an obvious hole that you want to fill, like the goaltending, is it easier for teams, or you find the teams try to take advantage of that, knowing that that's a position that you need to fill?
Got lots of guys wanting to do us favors. They're dying to help us out. I know they wake up every day and say, how can we help the Calgary Flames? It's not unlike, I mean, you have a pretty good idea. Like, you talk to teams, you have a sense of what needs may be for different teams. Obviously, us, it's goaltending, so I don't think that's a real big surprise or a shock to anyone. So you talk to those teams that may have an opportunity that you can do something with, see if there's something there that fits, and try your best not to be taken advantage of.
You don't want a goalie, though, a long-term guy. If Gillies is your goalie, theoretically, down the road.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Jim, it's like all your positions. You project guys, but I think it's you also got to be realistic, too. It's dangerous to say, okay, I'm not going to do anything because there might be a guy here that... especially in that position, if history has taught us anything, that you want to make sure that when they get at that position, when they get to the NHL, they're ready. Now, we were all sitting here last year at this time, and the two goalies were playing the final. You maybe not have predicted that. So, it's different timelines for different guys, but you got to be careful of just saying, well, you know, this guy's going to be ready on this date. We think John is a terrific prospect. But that's what he is right now. He's a prospect who didn't play a whole lot of hockey this year. So you just got to be careful to manage that as well.
Brad, are you able to confirm whether or not Gillies would have to be protected in an expansion draft or not?
Can't confirm. I'm pretty sure that's not an issue, but can't really confirm that right now. I know we got a meeting. We got a manager's meeting later today. I'm sure we'll get all the information there.
Brad, have you talked to the teams ahead of you about moving up? And do you know what the cost might be? Is it prohibitive or is it still an option?
Well, you always do that. I mean, that's not something that waits till today. I mean, I think everybody in all 30 teams, once that order is finalized, everybody has a conversation and you get a sense of what the prices are. No movement yet probably means that nobody's found a match yet, but you have a pretty good sense of what that price is today.
Are you willing to part with that pick?
Six?
For a goaltender or to trade
it? We like six. That's a pretty good pick right now. We'll see. It's that's to speculate at what, you know, for just to move it, no, we're not interested in that, but we're open and looking at all options.
You said last week that you're pretty set with who you pick at six, but what about the rest of your list? Is it still coming together? Still
yeah, we're pretty you're 24 hours out, so you're pretty set in terms of your groupings. And then, you know, you get, again, it's all the flow, right? You know, as things start coming off the board, you're reacting to it. But I the guys have done a good job. The guys are prepared. You know, there'll be some tweaking and stuff here, but for the most part, we're ready to go. You've got your groupings in order, and we're ready to go for tomorrow night.
What will your level of activity be in the free agent part of this weekend, and courting, talking to other guys?
I mean, that process of the court, it's been, you know, now we're probably 2 years into it, 3 years into it. It's interesting. We'll probably stick our toe in there and just kind of get a sense of the market. I at this point in time, too, like, I wouldn't expect us to be real active in the market again. You've got your own situation, caps and commitments that you've got. But I think once you get into that courting period, it allows you to get a sense of what's out there and the interest level of guys and really, as you get closer to it, who's going to be in the market? You know, we're still a few days away until July 1st, where guys are actually, are they going to hit the market or not? So we'll probably have some poke around a little bit on it. I don't expect that we're going to be overly active at this point, but we'll see.
Has there been any discussion in utilizing the buyout window?
We've talked about it. We haven't made any decisions on that.
I think we're ready.
All right. Super. Thanks.